Jerry Bader Show, 1053. So talking about that there's going to have to be a much larger entrepreneurial spirit. You can do all the government policies you want, either liberal or conservative. And I think it's the right that's really in denial in telling America that. That's the key to success. I gave two examples. Smartphone and tablet apps and craft brew. There are a lot more, and we got some via email. Now, this segues, I think, into this topic. Lucrative ad dollars flow to illegal video sites. It's easy for websites to make a profit selling online advertising. All they have to do is avoid paying for content. Sites brimming with pirated movies and TV shows are being supported inadvertently by major brand names that buy ad space on them. Well, why would they do that? Because why would the brand name companies sponsor illegally pirated program? Because they don't know content. Because they don't know they're doing it. Thanks to the rise of automated ad buying technologies, more ad dollars are flowing to sites with stolen copyrighted content than ever before. Ad executives say who should do the policing is a matter of debate in the industry. Yesterday's Wall Street Journal, by the way, Jack Marshall writing this. In February, nonprofit internet safety group Digital Citizens Alliance commissioned MediaLink to research how much money these sites are earning. MediaLink examined about 600 sites where viewers can find pirated movies and TV shows. Listen to this. An estimated those sites generated a total of $227 million a year in advertising revenue. Even small piracy sites could generate more than $100,000 a year ad space sold to major brands, the report says, because they don't pay for their content. So there's no overhead. The profit margins of these sites are nearly 100%, 80 to 94%, based on the costs typically associated with maintaining such sites, which include hosting fees and human resources. They are offering pirated products. Now, the question is, should brands like Kraft, Toyota, Target, Honda, Lego, and Claritin be advertising this stuff? Well, who should be responsible to make sure they don't? That is the big debate here. This stuff is being streamed without permission. But the way this automated ad buying works now, online, these big companies don't necessarily know that they're doing this. So who is the guilty party? Do you have a responsibility in this day and age where it's very difficult to know where your ad dollars are going? It's all based on metrics of web hits and all of that. Okay, they're getting these numbers. Or do the companies have a responsibility to make sure that they are not sponsoring pirated material? Because obviously, the studios that are getting pirated, many of these companies buy advertising in their legal product. Or do you just go after the websites? My knee-jerk reaction is, especially with the automated way that this is done, I don't know if criticizing the advertiser makes much sense. I think you have to go after the site that's doing this illegally. That's my opinion on that. One other, I think, a fairly big piece of news, particularly with all the things getting bought online these days, just staying with the theme for one more second here. FedEx announced it's going to change the way it ships bulky packages. This is big news, especially if you buy lightweight things like toilet paper, diapers, and paper towels online. They're not going by weight anymore, Jason. They're going by size. The bigger the package, the more expensive it is. This is seen as a big shift because a lot of people are buying a lot of products online now. I just did. And FedEx delivers them. UPS, as of this printing earlier this week, hadn't announced whether it was going to go along with that. But historically, they have matched each other. Rather than have a competitive advantage and not do that, history would say UPS will match FedEx on this. Maybe more on this on Monday or more on the Jerry Bader Show after show video. All right, big series with the Yankees. The Brewers have to show they were not an April fluke. Go Brew Crew, 10:58. 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.